is Casey from Elliott Brood. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg, home of the mighty, mighty Weaker Thens.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Hello, I'm Mark Sasso from the band Elliott Brood, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UM FM.
Look out, Mama, there's a white boat coming up the river with a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the rail. I think you better call John. You don't look like they're here to deliver the mail, and they're less than a mile away. linger. Fade away so young. There's so much left undone. Remember me to my love. I don't want to miss her.
Ooh, yes, yes, yes. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, in case you're wondering. My name's Jeff. I'm here from 2 to 4 p.m. every Sunday playing you singer-songwriters. And is there a greater singer-songwriter of all time than Neil Young? I don't know. Perhaps the man we heard before that, Johnny Cash. Two of the greats of all time. And speaking of the greats of all time, were you at the West End last night? If so, you know why I'm playing those particular numbers. If you weren't at the West End last night, boy, are you crazy. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we ran down some of the greatest shows in West End history, and I had a long list of some of my favorite West End shows of all time. Last night's Elliott Brood show goes on that list real high, like real high. One of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. Had more fun than I had any right to last night at the West End Cultural Center, and hopefully some of you were there to see the spectacle that was Elliott Brood. Now, Elliott Brood, of course, they played here a bunch of times before, and I always kind of wondered why they hadn't played the West End sooner. But I guess I'm happy that they hadn't, because you know, it allowed us to see them up close and personal a number of times. The next time they play here, they will not be able to play the West End Cultural Center. I'll tell you that right now. Because that place was jam-packed and people were just insane. And an amazing, amazing show. Thanks to everybody who came out and witnessed it and had some fun. Perhaps one of the best last songs of a main set in history, as Elliott Brood called up the opening bands and handed out Dollar Store and Value Village instruments to the crowd and had everybody bashing along. And an unbelievable moment in music last night. And hopefully you were there. If not, well, it's your loss. You know, it's speaking of Neil Young, it's his birthday coming up on the 12th, I guess. Let's see how old's Uncle Neil going to be. Let's see. He was born in 1945. That makes him pretty old. What does that make him? I don't know. I'm not a math teacher. I guess I am, actually, right now. 62. Is that right? 62? Can Neil Young be 62? Wow. Yeah, so his birthday's coming up on the 12th, and on the 8th and the 9th, I believe. Let's see. Oh, the 8th, 9th, and 10th, our good friends down at the High and Lonesome Club are celebrating Neil Fest. And some great, great folks like the D-Rangers, the Western States, the Swag, Damon Mitchell, and many more are going to go down there and play their versions of Neil tunes. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And I guess we'll tell you more about that maybe next week. We'll encourage you to go to that. But in the meantime, I got to play a bit more Neil. There's a new tribute record called Borrowed Tunes 2, a tribute to Neil Young. And I've been looking forward to this one for a long time, since I first heard it was coming out. And I don't know. It's a two-disc thing. It's full of all kinds of our favorites. And we'll play a couple things off of it. There's some great moments on here. You know, folks like Dalla, the Great Lake Swimmers are on here. If you're listening to Steel Belt the Radio, a couple of weeks ago we played After the Gold Rush by Danny Michel, which is not good. Tom Wilson is great. Alana Lewandowski is great. Ron Sexsmith is on here. Melissa McClelland. Matt Mays is on here, although you wouldn't... If I played it for you, you wouldn't know it was Matt Mays. Matt Mays chose to cover Sample and Hold from the classic album Trans. And if you're not familiar with that Neil Young album... there's a reason for that. I'm not going to play you that because you deserve better. Blackie and the Rodeo Kings on here, Joel Croker, Cuff the Duke, all kinds of folks. So we'll play a couple of those. But to be honest with you, the CD, I was a little bit disappointed with all those names and many more. I thought I was really excited about this record, and I thought it was going to be brilliant. But some of it kind of stinks, actually. I don't know. It's still a great project, and it is for charity. funds from the CD code to something called Safe Haven and the Bridge School Project, which is Neil Young's charity. And as with there was a previous version of this, came out in 1994, I believe, Borrowed Tunes 1. And honestly, I think there's a lot of really fantastic stuff on here. I'm going to play a couple from Borrowed Tunes 1 and then a couple from Borrowed Tunes 2 in an early celebration of Uncle Neil's 62nd birthday coming up on the 12th. But anyways, here's one. This one, since we started off kind of rocking the show, I want to play a rocking one, and it's another thing that probably doesn't really fit in with the show, but, you know, I'm on the board of directors now, so what am I going to do, fire myself? No. But when I first heard the CD, I heard this song, and I went, holy cow, who is that? And I had to look that up and find out who these guys were, and to be honest with you, they didn't do much for me after that, but I still always like to go back to this one every once in a while. And they've gone on to become bubblegum pop stars and you know, kind of do bad things. But in the original, in the beginning, this is the first thing they released on this Borrowed Tunes. It's a band from Toronto called the Philosopher Kings. Check this out. I love this one. It's Neil Young. So.
Hi, this is Stephen Fearing. You're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home on CJUM.
All the finest of the finest kind.
In the full moon, they had given all they had for something new. But the light of day was on them. They could see the thrasher coming, and the water shone like diamonds in the dew. And I was just getting up, hit the road before its light, trying to catch an hour on the sun. When I saw those thrashers rolling by, looking more than two lanes wide, I was feeling like my day had just begun. Where the eagle glides ascending on an ancient river bending through the timeless gorge of changes, where sleeplessness awaits. I searched out my companions who were lost in crystal canyons when the aimless blade of science slashed the pearly gates. It was then that I knew I'd had enough, burned my credit card for fuel, headed out to where the pavement turns to sand, with a one-way ticket to the land of truth and my suitcase in my hands. How I lost my friends, I still don't understand. 'Cause they had the best selection, they were poisoned with protection, there was nothing that they needed, nothing left to find. They were lost in rock formations, or became park bench mutations. On the sidewalks, in the stations, they were waiting. So I got bored and I left them there. They were just dead weight to me. It's better down the road without that load. Brought me back to the time when I was 8 or 9. I was watching my mama's TV, that great Grand Canyon rescue episode. Glides descending on an asphalt highway bending through libraries and museums, galaxies and stars, down the windy halls of friendship to the rose clipped by the bullwhip. The motel of lost companions waits with heated pool and bar. But me, I'm not stopping there. I got my own road left to hold. Just another lie in the field of time. When the thrasher comes, I'll be stuck in the sun like the dinosaurs enshrined. Then I'll know the time has come to give what's mine. Thank you.
don't cry, no tears around me. Cause when all the water's gone, the feeling lingers on. Oh, true love ain't too hard to see. Don't cry, no tears around me.
They were fabulous, too, in concert this week at the West End. Were you there? Great Lakes Swimmers, they played on Thursday night with Justin Rutledge opening up, and Rutledge got a huge, huge, huge ovation. He got called back for an encore. Then he came out and said, I'm sorry, I can't play anything else, but thanks. And then he left. What a great show, and the Great Lakes Swimmers were fantastic as well. That was their version of Neil Young's Don't Cry, No Tears from the Out of the Blue section of Borrowed Tunes 2, a tribute to Neil Young. And that's the only song that I felt like I should really play from two discs of some of Canada's finest. So that probably tells you something right there. It's a very worthwhile project, and if anybody deserves a tribute record, it is definitely Neil Young and some amazing folks on here. Not going to go on the best of the year list, I don't think, for album of the year. Don't think that's going to be on there. But that was pretty good, huh? There, the Great Lakes Swimmers. Did you like that? A couple before that from the 1994 version of Borrowed Tunes. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that if you can find the original one from 1994, maybe buy that one instead. If you can't, then buy the new one, because it's for a good cause. But we heard Stephen Fearing with Thrasher. And honestly, two discs worth. If there were nothing else on it that were worthwhile, I'd buy it just for that, his version of Thrasher. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And before that, a band called the Philosopher Kings with Coupe de Ville. And that was, you got to give them credit for taking a Neil Young song and totally reworking it and doing it and making it totally their own and doing a decent job of it. I really like that one, so hopefully you do as well. Anyways, what we're going to do for a while now is just to play random stuff. I've got all this new stuff. You know, I went to Minneapolis a while ago, and then, I went shopping here a bunch of times, and I bought some stuff online, and so I've got all this new stuff, this huge box of new stuff, and I'm going to try and sort through some of it for you and play some of it. I got some new releases in the mail, including one that I just opened up. I'm very excited, the new Ken Whiteley. Maybe we'll play some from that coming up soon. But if you have any requests today, you can always help me out, 269-8636-269-UMFM, or you can drop an email to Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com and help me put this thing together. I'm going to play a couple right now from a lady that I've been listening to a lot lately. She's fantastic. My cohorts on Steel Belted Radio are huge fans, and I'm slowly figuring out what they're talking about and getting in on it in a big way. They're a big fan of a lady named Brandi Carlile, and we picked up her album, The Story, a while ago. But now they've re-released her first album, which is not actually that old. It's only from last year, apparently. And there's also a new live EP, and I've got something from both of those for you. But from her self-titled debut, this is something called Fall Apart Again from Brandi Carlile, and Tell the Band to Go Home. No, it's not. That's not it. That's, doing a great job here today. Yeah. 2:31 in the p.m. here in Winnipeg. Let's look at the traffic report. Oh, no, never mind. Here's Brandi Carlile. I'm having a really bad day. Okay, I'm spilling stuff all over the place and dropping things. Now my CD's not queued up.
Long as a day, take it away, hold it up and you don't let it fall. 'Cause devil's play was yesterday, and I told you about that it all. Take me back, Josephine.
to that cold and dark December. I am missing someone, but I don't know who. Now I'm standing alone, and I'm trying to remember. Sometimes I wonder how I ever started loving you. Noontime wind, can you blow for me one more time and take me on back to the start, where the midnight moon shines so bright, nearly pull us up to heaven by the strings of our hearts. Take me back, Josephine, to that cold and dark December. I am missing someone, but I don't know who. Now I'm standing alone, and I'm trying to remember. Sometimes I wonder how I ever started loving you. Morning sun, shine on me, come light inside my window and rest on my brow. Kiss my eyes when I sleep and carry me back home if my dreams will allow. Take me back, Josephine, to that cold and dark December. I am missing someone, but I don't know who. Now I'm standing alone, and I'm trying to remember. Sometimes I wonder how I ever started loving you. Take me back, Josephine, to that cold and dark December. I am missing someone, but I don't know who. Now I'm standing alone, dying to remember. Sometimes I wonder how I ever started loving you. Someone help me understand why I'm still loving you.
Drag on all my friends. and you do that so well. I can never feel alone. Find life in circumstance, and all the reasons come to frame up a solitaire. Push your hands around this dying experience. Take it.
Great band there called Jolene, featuring Kim Ritchie on that track. That's from an album called Hell's Half Acre. I just sort of discovered this record not too long ago, but it came out like 1995 or some darn thing. Fine record. I read what you wrote today. Band's called Jolene, and yeah, worth digging up if you can scrounge it. Before that, we heard something brand new from Kim Ritchie. You know, Kim Ritchie, I've been a fan for a long, long time. I think she's absolutely fantastic. She kind of got stuck with the New Country label and appeared on the Nashville Network and stuff like that early on in her career, but she was good nonetheless. And then she kind of drifted and kind of changed sounds and kind of did a bunch of different things and bumped around from record label to record label. Now she's resurfaced on Vanguard Records. With a record that I don't know. I guess it's designed for more mass appeal, but it's a little boring, I think. It's not bad. I mean, Kim Ritchie's brilliant. I love her. And we heard that song, Not a Love Like This, which is a great song, but nothing truly, truly memorable on this record. It's called Chinese Boxes. And worth picking up, no doubt, but, you know, I can steer you in the way of better Kim Ritchie if you want. A couple from a lady named Sarah, and I don't know how to pronounce her last name. You know, I like to think I'm a smart guy. You know, I got an English degree, so I must be smart. Sarah Borges, 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 Sarah Borges. I don't know. I'm just being stupid now. The first time I heard this lady was from her record Silver City. It's on I heard it on a compilation called This Is Americana, and I heard that song Daniel Lee, and I went, "Holy crap! Who is this? And why have I not heard her before?" And dug up her record Silver City, and it's a fine record, but that's by far the greatest song on it. And, now she's got a brand new record. It's out on Sugar Hill Records, so I guess hopefully she'll get some more exposure this time. She's got a band this time, The Broken Singles. The album is called Diamonds in the Dark. We heard The Day We Met, and I don't know if I love it all that much, the record. It's not bad, and again, you know, it's good, but nothing truly, truly memorable on it, so I don't know. Maybe that one song was just a blip. Couple from a lady who is brilliant through and through, I can tell. Brandi Carlile. We heard a live version of Josephine from an EP called Live at Easy Street Records, and from her debut, a song that's also on the new live EP, Fall Apart Again, and she's pretty fantastic. So check out Brandi Carlile. What are we gonna do? Well, we'll play you one more. I thought this might fit in with that last track, especially. This is something new that I picked up in Minneapolis, and it's thanks to a lady from Minneapolis, Rebecca, I believe her name is, emailed me a while ago and said she's a friend of Allison's, so you know she's got good taste. But she emailed me and said you should check out this band. She saw the lead singer, I guess, open for Ryan Adams. And Stu was telling me about that show in Minneapolis, how Ryan Adams kind of ended it promptly when somebody requested a song or something, but the opener apparently was good. His name is Ben Kyle. He's in a band called Romantica, and we're going to hear something from their album America. This is what are we going to play? Queen of Hearts from Romantica, and then we'll take a quick break on Tell the Band to Go Home.
You got your angel, now you got your Queen of Hearts. You always said you wanted this, but this is hard. A girl's a gift from God if you can hold her heart. But don't you let her go, she'll tear you apart. She'll take you down to the river and throw you in, leave you when the sun goes down. Tell you that you could have made a real fine fellow if your daddy would have had the time. Leave you in the morning when the fog is forming on the Mississippi riverbed. Will you soon discover when you tell her that you love her that the girl you used to love is dead? She'll take you down to the river and do it all over again. You got your Ingrid Bergman, now you got your girl. You always said you wanted this, but are you sure? A girl's a gift from God if you can hold her hand. Don't you let her go, she won't understand. She'll take you down to the river and throw you in, leave you when the sun goes down. Tell you that you could have made a real fine fellow if your daddy would have had the time. Leave you in the morning when the fog is forming on the Mississippi riverbed. You soon discover when you tell her that you love her that the girl you used to love is dead. She'll take you down to the river and do it all over again. Oh baby, I'm sorry, I never meant to treat you bad, I was in a hurry, honey. Oh, leave you when the sun goes down. Tell you that you could have made a real fine fellow if your daddy would have had the time. Leave you in the morning when the fog is forming on the Mississippi River. Will you soon discover? Tell her that you love her. The girl you used to love is dead. She'll take you down to the river and do it all over again. She'll take you down to the river and throw you in. Leave you when the sun goes down. Tell you that you could have made a real fine fellow if your daddy would have had the time. Leave you in the morning when the fog is forming on the Mississippi riverbed.
tell her that you love her, that the girl you used to love is dead. She'll take you down to the river and do it all over again.
Hello, this is Paul Thorne, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM.
I have a good day every now and then. I count my blessings.